Well, it's that time again on Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning.
Hi, Caesar.
Well, investors are planning to plough 4 billion rand into a new coal mine in the impoverished Limpopo.
Again, it's coking coal that they're looking at. And again, it's the same company that did Vele and was stopped. And that is the company that's listed in London, listed in Sydney, also listed in Johannesburg. That's Coal of Africa. They still got an appetite to go ahead. This time they're looking at the Mikado mine, and it'll take an investment of between $500 million and $600 million. So we're looking at, you know, well between 3.5 billion rand and 4 billion rand. And that is for coking coal in an area that really needs some wealth creation and needs jobs. And we've seen what's happened to Queensland in Australia, where it's underpinned by coking coal. I mean, that really is a very strongly founded province financially, and Limpopo could really do with this. We saw with Vele that the government actually stopped the company Coal of Africa's previous mine. It's still stopped. Okay. They're hoping to let it go ahead. In the meantime, the company has brought in UNESCO, and it showed them that they can rehabilitate while they mine, that, you know, nobody will even see the operations, and that that there can be a win-win situation. So they're still confident of that. And one looks to areas where mining has been stopped. Like, I went to Richards Bay Minerals the other day and saw how well they rehabilitate there. I mean, these modern rehabilitation techniques, they bring back the biodiversity to a fantastic extent.
Yeah, sometimes even a better condition.
It's sometimes better. And we saw them stopped in St. Lucia, and that St. Lucia area is still not mined. They were stopped by environmentalists who said, no, we'll bring ecotourism. There's still no ecotourism. So it's a lose-lose. Rather have a win-win situation, and especially with coking coal, the hard coking coal, you know, fetches more than double the price of the normal energy
coal. How soon will that project come on from the Mikado?
Well, they're looking to getting a go-ahead in early January 2012, and then starting to mine 18 months later, which would be mid 2013.
Now, I hear that London investors have also approved the multi-billion rand capital expenditure on Southern African diamond projects.
Again, a moderately sized company, Gem Diamonds, listed in London. It's run by Clifford Elphick. He knows the scene because he worked for the late, great Harry Oppenheimer and was close to De Beers, now formed his own operation, Gem Diamonds. You know, they're coming in with 2.3 billion rands worth of growth investment in diamonds now. We can see diamonds recovering, and it's in Southern Africa, not quite South Africa, but there's a brand new mine, Gopi, the one in Botswana, which he's going to start. There's also sensitivity around a national park. They won't have an open cast mine now. They'll go underground to deal with that sensitivity and work in a phased manner. That's why the first, you know, investment will only be about 600 million rand. But they're also looking to growth capital coming into Lesotho, where they've got the Letseng mine. The government of Lesotho owns 30% of that mine, and they're going to plough 1.7 billion into growth capital at Letseng, where they get very big diamonds, way above average. And it's the highest diamond mine in the world because it's up in the mountain kingdom, but also highest value diamonds, way above average. And so they're very keen to plow more money into that Letseng diamond mine as
well. Good news indeed. And explorers are turning their attention to Africa as the price of rare earth elements continues to soar.
Well, when we say soar, I mean, you look at just one of those 15 rare earth elements, samarium. In the last 12 months, it's gone up by, wait for it, 1,256% the price, you know, and it's still rising. So we have these 15 rare earth elements suddenly in huge demand because they go into all the modcons, they go into all the high-tech elements. We're talking wind power, we're talking solar power, we're talking iPads, we're talking renewable batteries. These are the sort of things that use the 15 rare earth elements. And China, because they saw the demand for these, China is the 97% world supplier, said no more. They cut their exports by 40% and then by a further 35%. So people have run around, and we're now getting possibly our second mine in South Africa. We know that Steenkampskraal in the Western Cape, mainly a monzonite mine, that will be coming through in 2013. And now there's a Frontier Rare Earths listed in Canada, which is looking at a Zandkop's Drift mine. That's in our wildflower area of Namaqualand, and talking about 2015 coming with rare earths. There's another company just listed, and it's about to list in Canada. the Namibia rare earths coming into Lofdal in Namibia, and people running around Tanzania and also Malawi for rare earths, which the prices are really doing well.
Well, Martin, there seems to be quite a lot, a number of good news this morning, and I suppose it's a good note to end on. And that's Martin Creamer, who is the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Caesar.